Crowell over the last several days. Have you talked with any of them?
No, I haven't.
I'm just kind of curious. Well, I know.
It's the wrong time to have conversations with the Jackson family. This is probably the worst time in their lives, and you have to respect their privacy.
And I was that's the reason for my question. I was just kind of curious how they'd be doing with all of this.
Catherine's son died. His siblings are watching a trial where he was not taken care of by a doctor he relied upon. It's troubling, to say the least.
And as you watch this, you're having had the involvement that you've had with the family over the years. I mean, it must be troubling to you.
It's very troubling to me because I know that family is very tight-knit. They're close, and they have taken care of each other. Michael was a 50-plus-year-old man who was going out on a very rigorous tour, and he relied upon a doctor, in my opinion, to care for him at that point in time and to get him ready. And instead, what we see is a manslaughter trial where this man is now being heard to say, get the propofol out, get the evidence out, and his actions based upon the people who were present on the day Michael died, they're not coming out across as a doctor, but as someone who is out for himself.
But as you know, I mean, fundamentally, the defense is that Michael Jackson killed himself.
That is the only defense I think they would have. But the reality is, when Michael is under the care of a doctor, you have to look at his treatment plan, his awareness of what drugs Michael was on. If Michael was, in fact, getting Demerol shots or taking other medications, this doctor very easily could have done blood tests. He would have and should have known what was in Michael's system as part of this. But if he was just there to render him unconscious every night with whatever drugs he could use to accomplish that goal, that is not the care of a doctor. That is someone who has been hired to provide drugs.
Yeah, Deborah, appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure, several times as this thing plays out in court.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Deborah Opry there, former Jackson family attorney. KNX News Time, 7:45. That's time for traffic and weather together on the 5. Sponsored by Constant Contact. And here is Tommy.